Welcome back to Midnight in the Mountains. It's Laura here, and I hope everyone's doing well. It's been a really long time since I've dropped an episode. I put the podcast on a hiatus for a while, but we're back now. And Aaron is not on this episode with me, but he will be on the next one. For this episode, I took my laptop, recorder, and microphone over to my very good friend's house, and we just sat down and recorded. So the audio quality is not the best, so just please bear with me on that. I did try to clean it up the best I could. The next episode, the audio will be back to normal. And on this episode, we talk about an encounter that he had back when we were teenagers. And I've definitely spoken about this encounter before. And when I recalled it, I had said that it was two of my friends that had the encounter. And in my memory, I had it mixed up, remembering it this way, because it might have even been like the day after or a couple days after it happened. They both came to my house and he told me the story of how scared he was. And somehow in my memory, I just thought that the two of them were together. So if you've heard me tell this story, I've definitely told it with two people being there, and that was not the case. So I just wanted to clarify that real quick if you've heard me tell that on this podcast before or on another podcast. And to add to the story, it turns out that his dad saw the same thing that he saw over 16 years ago. So when we sit down, we call his dad up and put him on speakerphone and record our conversation. So you'll hear that play first, and then I'll transition into him and I talking, and then his wife joins us, and she tells us about some weird encounters that she's experienced and some other weird things. Hopefully you guys will enjoy this. If you want to share your own true paranormal story, you can email me at midnight_inthemountains@yahoo.com. Follow me on Instagram at midnight_inthemountains. All right, enough of the blabbing. Let's get into the episode.
Start from like what you've seen first. Just tell her what you told me. Like, she was trying to get the gist of it.
Well, it looks like a wolf. But it's the front is much bigger. It's wider. It's taller. I mean, the head and everything's bigger.
You said it was chasing deer or something, right?
Yeah. There were a whole herd of deer. But I didn't see no little ones. That's what blew my mind. That's what made me think I should walk up the back and see if there's little ones laying around dead. But I didn't see the buzzards flying around, so
yeah,
maybe there's nothing back there.
What time of day was that?
That was like, I think around 8:30, 9 o'clock.
So like right before dark, or was it dark?
No, it was in the morning.
Oh, in the morning at that time?
Yeah.
Explain what you saw as far as the color, the shape, everything. Like she knows more about this stuff than I do.
Really? Well, what the hell is it? That's what I like to know. It's scary. Like you say, it's big. It's not, you know, it's bigger than, what do I call them dogs? Them real high dogs.
Great Danes.
Yeah, it's bigger than that. It's tall, and it's got lanky legs on it, especially the front. Now, the back, I couldn't really see, because when it come down, it made that turn, and it was gone.
Yeah.
But it was like a smoke color, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't black, but it was like a smoke gray, on its way to black though.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't black, and it wasn't gray.
Yeah, almost like a salt and peppery.
Yeah, sort of.
But you said it looked like a wolf head.
Yep, that's what it reminded me of.
When it came straight down though, because that was only like what 20 to the back of the garage. That's like 20 feet from in the dining room. Is that where you seen it from?
No, I was even getting dressed in the bedroom.
Oh, that's still just as close. You said it had a broad chest too, right?
Yeah, it's big. The front end was, you know, like a muscular. Like it was all pumped up.
So you were just in your room, you were getting dressed, and then you heard like a bunch of noise?
No, I had the window, the curtain open, And I was like looking right out the back while I was getting dressed. The deer came down and they were booking. I mean, I never seen them come down through there like that. Normally they were eating on their way down and stuff. You know, this time they come torquing out of there. And it was like 3 seconds later, this critter come out. But he, instead of going down past my bedroom, he went around the back of the house.
Like because back behind the garage.
Yeah. He went behind the garage, but the deer went in front of the house and past the front of the garage.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if he's seen him, you know, between the house and the garage.
Yeah.
You know, they seen him go that way. They made him turn.
You didn't hear nothing else after that? Like,
no.
Just grab the gun.
Yeah, I went for the big one. I thought, this pea shooter is not going to work on that.
No, that
was scary.
Yeah.
Just to see something come torquing out of the woods like that. You know, it's reminding you of, I don't know what the hell them shows are, where you got them stupid looking animals.
Like that, sort of like that Monster Hunter show.
Yeah, like that. What the hell?
Yeah, the one I watched that we make fun of.
Like a werewolf or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
But no, that thing, I tell you what, even seeing it that quick after it was gone, my hair was still standing up.
Yeah, no, I don't doubt that. Like I said, that like after you explained, that's almost identical to what I saw that how many years ago. All I seen was a split second of it run across the road, but it was like the same color.
He come down, I might have seen him for maybe 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah.
That was it, he was gone.
Right, but at least you got to see it in broad daylight.
Yeah, like I say, you know, it had a long tail. That it did have. Hmm. It had a long tail on it.
How long do you think?
What? His tail?
Yeah.
I'd say 3.5-4 foot.
Holy crap. You thought it was like, what, 3 foot wide?
It might have been 2.5, but it was broad in the front.
Yeah.
You know, what you're looking at. And then once it turned, it was like 2 more steps and it was gone. It took big steps, big run, I should say, big leaps.
Yeah.
The whole thing was, it was...
From head to butt, like, without the tail.
I'm just trying to think, it was longer than the deer.
That's pretty equivalent to what I saw, because with the tail on the back of it, mine was about half the size of, like, a normal double yellow road. Like, it was almost from the head to the tip of the tail was, like, the width of half the road.
Well, like I say, it was like a big deer. It might have been a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was good size because it takes quite a bit to make my hair stand up.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we have snakes. We have deer. We have a bear. Everything is normal up there.
Yeah.
And when you see something like that, that's not normal. Believe me, I know.
Yeah, well, you know, the funny thing is I used to always hear the fox crying up in the back every night, you know.
Yeah.
They'd be talking to each other. You don't hear that no more.
Do you hear coyotes at all?
Nope, don't hear them either. I used to hear them once in a while, but the fox I always heard. Usually around like 9 o'clock, and it would start in. Sometimes it would be earlier, but you don't hear none of that shit no more. Now, I haven't even seen the bear anymore.
No, she was really interested in that. That's why I figured I'd give you a shout quick so you could explain it to her. Because I knew I wasn't relaying it right, like 100%.
It's hard, you know, I can picture it in my...
Yeah.
You know, right now I'm in bed, I'm looking at the window, but the shades are closed.
Oh, that's so creepy. Oh, my God.
Maybe I ought to open them up and use out there say like the bear was.
Yeah, right at the window. Tell her about that.
Fucking bear.
This was just the other week. He had a bear licking his window.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I made bacon in the morning for breakfast.
Oh, my God.
Bacon and eggs, and I had the window open, and the fan was going. Well, not you, the air's going through my room, coming out of the kitchen. The curtains were closed, though. But the air's still going out. I opened up and go, whoa! I'm there like, holy shit. What the hell are these freaking animals trying to do to me? They were testing my heart, making sure it's still working right. His mom came out the one, it was in the morning, and she pulls in, She comes in the house, and I was washing dishes. And I go, what the hell? They're sitting in the middle of this, one's sitting in the middle of the street. The other one's reaching up, picking berries down, handing them to the little one. And she goes, isn't that cute? I go, yeah, go get the gun and shoot at them. Cute they are. I don't want them hanging around here. I says, my windows are cleaning up. She goes, what do you mean your windows are cleaning up? And I brought her back and go, look at it. See the slobber on that one? She goes, no, he didn't. I said, the hell he didn't. Christ almighty, I got to get a camera that's really quick.
You got an iPhone.
Yeah.
Huh? I said, you got an iPhone, just use that.
Yeah, well, half the time I don't have, I ain't got it in my hand. I'm not like everybody else. Well, you got to have it in your hand all 24 hours a day. Fuck that. I don't even want to hear it ring. So.
All right, well, I'll let you go. I just want you to explain that to her.
Sure. If I get a picture of it, I'll let her know.
I'll be counting on that. You better get a better camera than an iPhone for that.
Well, I'll just, you know what? I'm just going to keep a bullet in the gun all the time now.
I mean, I don't blame you for that.
Yo, you didn't get to see what kind of eyes that thing had, did you?
No, it didn't look at me like I was pretty or anything.
It didn't
really look at me. It was just...
on the deer.
Well, like I say, it was like maybe 2-3 seconds coming toward me, and it was like, boom, 2-3 seconds, it went the other way. It was gone.
You didn't see the paws or anything?
I went out the back. I was trying to find them by the garage there.
Yeah.
Figuring that would be the most perfect place to find.
It's always moist and soddy.
I couldn't find shit. Because then I was going to take a picture of the paws.
Yeah.
You couldn't find it. I even walked back in, you know, where the state game line is there.
Mm-hmm.
Figuring, well, I can find something. Well, it was that dry back in there. I mean, yeah, the creeks were running, but there was nothing stirred up in there or nothing.
Now you got this rain, you ain't going to find nothing anymore.
Yeah. Well, I didn't even see the groundhog. You just see him 2 times a day, but I didn't see him today either. He must have went out for dinner.
Or he became dinner.
Well, you never know. Maybe that critter's eating that critter.
Yeah, maybe.
Next thing he'll be wanting to come down here wanting me to cook it for him. That's not funny.
All right, Pop, I'll let you go.
Thanks.
Yep, take care.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, no, he pretty much explained what he said on the phone to me, but he said that it had like a slope back to it, that, like he said on the phone call, where the front was much higher than the rear, which is almost identical to what I saw. The color is almost identical to what I saw. He said it had a longer snout. He said it looked like a wolf, but it had a longer snout and a big head. That much I remember.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said it had a slumped back or like tapered down and that it was jacked in the front. It looked like it just got out of the gym. It was all pumped up. And he said he didn't think it would fit through the doorway if you were to walk into the garage. He didn't think shoulder breadth wise that it would fit walking through the garage because it was so wide.
That's crazy.
And he said it had a longer snout. It looked like a wolf. And size wise, it would have been bigger than the deer. Like, about the same height as a deer, but, like...
Beefier.
More muscular. And the deer came running down and went in between the house and the garage. And that thing came running down about 4 seconds after it and turned and went behind the garage.
Right. And he's right against the state game lands. And right up on top is the Appalachian Trail. You know what I mean? Like, there's a shitload of woods back there.
Yeah.
And... like, they clear-cut some of it. That's why he probably heard it coming. Like, they clear-cut for a potential power line. And, like, all the trees are, like, they left them. They just cut them and dropped them. So now it's, like, heavy underbrush. But the canopy's not real thick. But you can see back kind of far. Like, anything. Like, if anything gets up on the logs, like, you can see the foxes and all that. He's always watching the animals up there, always. Because he don't have nothing better to do since he retired. He just... shoots things and feeds things, and that's just what he does. He's always home, but No, I don't doubt that, because like for him to call me and that be the first thing out of his mouth is, you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you.
Did he call you the next day then? Or
I called him, actually. Yeah, I called him and I'm like, hey, what are you up to? And that was the first response out of his mouth was that whole story. And that just caught me off guard because I was not expecting it. I called him, you know, to see if his truck was okay. Not
yeah
about a critter.
Not about a dog man.
Yeah.
What the hell?
When I seen it back, and I think it was August of 2008, I think. But it was like the most cliche setup of like horror movie. It's dark out, like 9, 10 o'clock at night. There's like a slight fog / mist where you can see about 50 yards with your headlights, but it's not like 100% clear. And on a back road, maybe as the crow flies, 3 miles, maybe, from my old man's place. And I was going slow. I remember that, surprisingly.
Yeah.
Because it was foggy, and like I was worried about deer, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out of a cornfield, ran across the road. Just that's all I seen was just straight across the road. It came out of a cornfield, but it ran and jumped, or however, a long stride. But it went from white line to yellow line to white line, and it was gone. So I only had a side profile of it. I don't know how wide this thing was, but the size of it, like I had a 97 Mitsubishi Eclipse, and its back was higher than the roof of the car. What are them other dogs that are really big and they kind of look like dogmen? What do they call them? They're some kind of, I can't remember the name of them.
Like a Malinois?
No, it's two words.
Great Dane?
No, not a Great Dane. It's like a shaggier looking dog and they're gray.
Oh, like an Irish Wolfhound.
Yes, that's the one I'm thinking of. Like I've seen pictures of those and it kind of had the body shape of that, like kind of like that, but it was jacked in the front. Like its front legs were longer, just like he said, and yeah. It looked like the hyena back. Like, and I never listened to podcasts about it before that. I never heard of anything like this.
Prior. Well, I mean, yeah, that was so long ago. There wasn't, I think there was podcasts out, but I remember logging into my computer and seeing like Apple Music and it'd be like podcasts. And I'm like, what the hell are podcasts?
Yeah, yeah.
It was that long ago.
Like. You heard of the Loch Ness Monster. You heard of Bigfoot and like you had Monster Quest. That's when that was new out on TV at the time or whatever. But I never heard of Dogman. That's why like I told you after it happened. Remember that was, I told you the closest thing at the time that I researched and found was like Devil Dog or whatever.
Hellhound. Hellhound. Yeah, on TV you saw an episode.
Right. Because I never heard of Dogman. Like, and I, you know, werewolves are, that's a movie. Like, I don't believe in werewolves. This thing was on four legs. It wasn't running on two. But it was basically identical to how the old man explained it. The same exact thing from a side profile. The same thing everybody else says where it's time slows down. It's like running across the road and you're like, what the fuck? And it's gone. It just catches you off guard when you see him. I don't want to run into that in the woods. Like, that sticks with you ever since then. I didn't get a good look at its front legs. I just know like when it jumped across the road and when it landed, I remember seeing that. Like I said, it's like time slows down. Its front paws, they kind of look like paws. They kind of didn't, but it definitely didn't look like a hand, but it was moving so fast. I couldn't miss that. But it was bigger than the gap between the lines on the road. It was touching both yellow lines and it ran like a dog, but its back legs were, I'd say, almost a foot shorter than the front legs. It looked goofy. It was silver. The one I saw had, I mean, everybody says amber eyes. They almost look like Moki's eyes in the headlight. Now, mind you, it's 30 foot in front of me. You can't really, it's not like I was standing there looking at it up close. It could have been reflection. It could have been anything from the headlights of the car. It was, you know, gray, silvery gray. Had a long tail. Had longer strands of hair. Almost, I want to say mane, but it wasn't like a horse mane. It was just like in that general area. And down the front shoulders was like a shaggier hair. But it wasn't thick by any means. It was just straggly-ish. And the back was real sleek.
I remember you had come over my house. Was it like the next day or something? You came up that night to hang out? It was not that long.
No, it wasn't long. I remember that. We always hung out up there back in the day.
Yeah, and you were just terrified. I will never forget that.
Yeah, because like I said, when you see that, you're like, I don't know. This is not something that's supposed to be there. Like, it's not normal. Like the old man even said, I can picture it to this day, and it's, I don't know. I don't know how to explain. It's just something that sticks with you forever.
I wish I could just see your memories to see what you saw.
I looked up online trying to find something as similar as possible. And, like, there's stuff that's kind of close, but it's not. So, like, I don't associate it with that. The closest thing I can assimilate it to is one of them Irish wolfhounds. But it was definitely bigger than one of them. I looked up pictures of those online, and even the world's largest one and all that. And it's similar, but the build was way different.
When we were talking about this the other day, there was this thought that popped into my head. And you know how there's sightings of the Thunderbirds and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, what if it was some kind of time slip or some kind of ghost of being this wolf dog that's kind of like a prehistoric thing or something? You know, that like doesn't exist today. But, I mean, I'm not saying that's what it is, but thought that I had.
If ghosts can move corn stalks and if they can move brush, yeah. But I watched, like, I was still driving. I didn't stop. Like, I just, like, the corn was still moving because it was calm where it came out. And, like, the other side where it jumped into was, like, low brush, briars, almost like berry bush kind of, but it wasn't. Something similar to that. And, like, those things were all folded in, and like, you could see right where it went, but clear as day. And, like I said, it, like, ran but jumped across the road. It had a good, when it was in the air, I'd say there was, like, 2 to 3 feet underneath this thing. Like, it wasn't like a dog running straight. It was like a bounce. Almost like a deer bounce.
Yeah. I mean, that's close to the Appalachian Trail where you said, well, he was telling me before that you were, like, hiking up there. And there's weird feelings up there, weird energy and whatnot.
You just get a really weird vibe. Like, I've hiked that section of the trail many, many, many times from living right there. And just one day, everything just changed. It just felt different.
Really?
Just all of a sudden, one day, it was just different.
Oh, that's weird.
To the point where, like, you felt like you were in danger and you turned around. I turned around and I went back down. And then I thought I was just all in my head. So I went back 2 or 3 different times. And every time, it's like you hit a wall where you just feel like, nope, that's it. And you're out.
And that's, like, where my sighting was, where the old man's sighting was, and where she's talking about on the trail is all within the same square.
Yeah, that hiking trail is, what would you say, 200, 300 yards from your dad's house? Maybe the parking lot?
Oh, the parking lot, yeah. That's right down the road. And then, like I said, it's, what, 45-minute hike up to the Appalachian from his house? That's straight up the mountain?
Now, mind you, I did this hiking and got these feelings and vibes before him and I got together, and I heard any of these stories.
Right.
So it just happens to be, like, coincidental at the same spot.
And then weren't you seeing somebody else, too?
I told her your friend. I was real fond of that same area.
Yeah.
Lived there.
Yeah, he lives.
Lived there.
Down,
grew up there.
Like, farther west. Like, what do you say? It's, like, 3 miles? Maybe.
About that. Maybe
on
not
the,
even.
On the Appalachian, about 3 miles?
No, not even.
Is it closer?
Closer than that. Maybe, like, a mile on the Appalachian Trail down there. Lived there. Grew up there. His whole life.
And he's a bush person. Like,
very bush person. And then all of a sudden, same thing, several years ago, just said in this one part going up the mountain that he just doesn't want to go there anymore. There's just a weird feeling.
And that's, like, I know
30-some years he's lived there.
That's so weird.
Like, he's
not afraid of much.
No, he's not afraid of much. And that's odd to hear that come out of that person.
I mean, what do you think caused that? I don't even know. Have all these things.
In my opinion, I always just assume there's some kind of predator here. Like, there's some, because you don't see any animals. You don't see any animals when you're hiking up there. So I always just assume there's some kind of predator, something that nothing wants to be around, that kind of inherited this area or took over this area.
I don't know. I guess maybe it just came in and just decided it was going to live there now. Or, like, what I was wondering was, like, how, what changed, what made it all of a sudden start being there to where it wasn't there before.
I guess
I worded that badly.
I have a theory, and I mean, this is on a whim. I listen to so many podcasts now trying to see if anyone else is local, like, that's seen this thing or seen something similar. I have a feeling, and like I said, this is my opinion, my thing, is out towards the Delaware,
there's a lot more sightings like of these things. And there's different colored ones. Well, what if this one got outcast from that pack?
Ooh, that's a good thought.
Because I've heard other people say, now this, like I said, this is totally, could be absolutely nothing. I don't know. But what if this one tried to rival for pack alpha? And they claim even with Bigfoots, if they lose, they get usually outcast or they go rogue or whatever. They don't stay in the pack.
That's a really good thought. I never would have thought of that.
Because that's only, what, maybe, how far away do you think it is as a crow flies? To just straight, from there to the Delaware.
Mm.
15 miles?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Fair, 15, 20.
And that's like not a whole lot to something that huge.
No,
that
not how fast that quickly. It moves.
Yeah.
That thing can cover that in like a couple minutes, if it can hold that stride.
Yeah, right. This is a left turn, but do you remember, I don't know, several years ago, that you were telling me you had all these weird fucking bangs and booms and shit by your house?
Yeah.
We were having the same thing by my house, too. We don't even know to this day what it was.
I still say that is them tunneling from Raven Rock up to Indiantown Gap.
Yeah.
I guarantee they're connecting the tunnels. Because like when those booms go off, there's no epicenter. You can't say, oh, it came from over there. Oh, it came from there. No, it came from right below you. I just have a feeling they're tunneling the mountain.
I mean, that's possible.
Because even if you look on the map, you look at the dates and times. Like I did, I took the time to do this because like it freaked me out. Like this was all the time. It shook the house.
Yeah.
They start down in Berks. And it goes up in a straight line, and it's heading right for that fort. So, like, in the time gap, there's no reports in that area, but there is on local Facebook pages and whatnot, but there's no, recorded data. And, like, that's my theory, is they're connecting that superhighway. There's got to be a tunnel from, like, Camp David up to Raven Rock. There's got to be. It's so close.
That would make sense.
It goes probably all the way out to the airport, the Denver airport.
Jeez.
And I guarantee it. I mean, you heard all the stuff with that airport.
Yeah.
And it would be a smart move, too, because if you want to move a lot of surplus and you don't want anybody to see it, as far as military-wise, you want to move like a boatload of tanks or whatever, you can move it across country. No one will know it. It does. It's a smart, tactical move.
Yeah.
So, and for them not to tell us is part of it, because it would get leaked out and it'd be like, oh, well, they have this, whatever.
Yeah. Of course, like, they're not going to tell us.
Right. But you hear it on the local news that, oh, there's booms here, mm-hmm. booms there, that's my opinion, is they're tunneling up to that one as another checkpoint. Where they're going from there, I don't know, but that's the next base in line. And, like, you look on the map, it's there. It's a straight line.
I wonder if that has anything to do with moving these creatures around or disturbing them or something, or I don't know. That could be totally way out there, but
Or you could go one step further and they have them in the tunnels and they're just letting them out of little manholes along the way.
I know. I was thinking, like, what if they're coming, these creatures are coming out of the ground or... I have so many thoughts because then you hear about all the metal doors closing in the mm-hmm. woods,
mm-hmm.
things like that. And, I mean, and then I've also heard where they say that it's the military or the government is creating these actual creatures, and then sometimes they get loose.
Mm-hmm. I heard stuff about that.
Yeah.
I think they might have. I think they were here because, like, you go way back.
Right.
I think that they've always existed.
Right.
But I think they took them and said, we're going to take these and use them to our advantage kind of thing.
That's kind of what.
Now, did they enhance them, do things to them? Because, I mean, you look back into, like, Hitler, like, they were working on that.
Yep, that's what I was going to say, too.
And some of it is very plausible. Like, I wouldn't put it past our government.
No.
I mean, look at what they're doing now. It's sickening.
Yeah.
I mean, they're lying to you right in your face every day, and it's obvious. It's not, they ain't even trying to hide it.
No, you're not wrong. I definitely agree with that.
Alright guys, thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And next time, Aaron and I will be back with a guest. So we will see you later.